Mancini takes us up to the top of the hour with Silver Streak. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you? Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection, giving me direction like a guiding light to help me through my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by, feeling all the while I never really knowing why. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions passing by. Then you came along and made me laugh and made me cry. You taught me why. Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. Took so long to find you, baby. Baby, I'm gonna want you. Baby, I'm need you.
David Gates and Red with "Baby, I'ma Want You." I don't know who Baby Ima was, but he want her. Yeah, right, okay. John Fox started this hour off with "More Than a Woman," which some people in this town call "Bald-Headed Woman," and you will never hear the Bee Gees sing it the same way again. "Bald-Headed Woman," you just listen to it, and I bet I've done it to you now, too, so there you go. Anyhow, if you're looking for something interesting to talk about for the next couple of days, here are some things that have happened over the course of time over the next week or so, but these have all happened in the past. I'm not predicting the future. Never mind. So, anyhow, February 4th, 1938 was the day that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs were released. The movie, that is, of course. Yes, so there you go. That was also the day that Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook in 2004. And we have never been the same since. On February 5th in 1922, Reader's Digest was first published. And on February 6th, 1926, the first donut machine was sold. There you go. What else? Let's see. February 7th, 1964, the Beatles arrived in the U.S. for the first time, bringing the British invasion to America. On February 8th, 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was founded. That's not very exciting these days, but anyhow, also on February 9th, 1964, 2 days after they arrived, the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show. And that's where you hear, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!" Yes, right. And then February 10th, 1942, Glenn Miller received the first ever gold record for selling a million copies of a song, and that song was "Chattanooga Choo Choo." Here is Frank Chatsfield with his version of "If You Leave Me Now." It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're enjoying the friendly talk as much as the soothing music. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Only the best music can be found on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with the Baja Marimba Band and Julius Wechter, and Up Cherry Street, just like we would say it here in Pittsburgh, Enya and Orinoco Flow before that. Frank Chaxfield with Frank Purcell, rather, with the Crystal Bells. Johnny Douglas did Sir Duke. Tony Mottola and I Love Her, and Frank Chaxfield, If You Leave Me Now. And that's that. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline Rhode Island, as you know, up in New England last weekend, they had a pretty good snowfall up there, and one couple had to decide whether or not they were going to keep their wedding date. Well, Adam and Sally Arujo said they chose January 29th, 14 months ago, and when forecasters began to predict a historic snowfall, they decided to go through with it. And they have a few cutting boards with this date on it, a couple of mugs, and a marriage license as well with the date on it. So they consulted their friends, family, and vendors and decided to go forward with the ceremony. It took place outside the Providence Public Library with snow blanketing the area around them as the couple exchanged their vows. And that's great. Congratulations to them. I hope they get to experience that every year, at least up there. I don't know that I would necessarily want to do things that way, but that's just me. Meanwhile, Domino's is going to start tipping their customers. That's right. In fact, it was just this past Monday that they started tipping carryout customers $3 as a credit to use toward their next carryout order amid a shortage of delivery drivers. The promotion for carryout customers who order online runs through May 22nd. Because the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, or has passed already, or pretty soon anyway, and so with the shortage of drivers, they need people to deliver their own pizzas. So they can claim the $3 coupon code when they order online, and the company will send them an email with their discount promo code, which is redeemable to use on another carryout order the following week with a minimum $5 purchase before the tax. There you go. So, creative minds when it comes to delivering pizza nowadays. And this could get a little hairy right now. Here's Buddy Morrow with Night Train on Smooth, Relaxing, and Raunchy. We'll be right back. Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. That's a 1978 hit by Captain and Tennille on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm On My Way, written by Mark Steffen, and also performed later that year by, his name just totally escaped me, Andrew Gold, who did Thank You for Being a Friend originally. And Captain and Tennille did pretty well with it, getting hits on both the Hot 100 and the country charts in 1978. Before that, John Fox and Woman and Buddy Morrow did Night Train. Got a little warm in here while he was playing that one. Oh, my. Here's Simon Park and Breaking My Stride. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
Small time.
Hear your favorite music here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with a nice rendition from the Golden Dream Orchestra of Sealed with a Kiss. Before that, the Anita Kerr Singers and their beautiful harmonies, and they did more than sing radio jingles. That was at 17, originally by Janice Ian. Billy Vaughn and the orchestra before that with Lady O. Rick Wilkins, Don't Ask Me Why. That was the title. I'm not asking you to not ask me why. Lex de Azevedo and Walk Right In. And Simon Park did Breakin' My Stride, because you have to say breaka, not break my stride. It's breakin' my stride. And just because we need this little reminder every now and again.
Oh, there are chickens in the trees. There are chickens in the trees.
That's lovely.
Won't you listen to me, please?
I'm listening.
There are chickens in the trees.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There are chickens in the trees. Just be careful.
Here's Lex D'Acevedo, Love for Let Me Be Lonely. After playing that Chicken in the Tree song, you're probably going to leave me alone, right? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. That's pretty good, actually. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Falcon Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Check websites for times and listings or something like that. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is program number 298.
U.S. Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Listening to Chop Chop on WRCT.